Hello and welcome to our podcast on health insurance. I'm sure that you have heard many people reiterating how they avail employer-provided insurance and hence would not like to pay for individual health insurance. True that some employers walk the extra mile by announcing group health insurance that cover employers and their family member to affordable premiums. However, in the face of growing hospitalization and treatment cost, is this coverage enough? This question is more pertinent considering that many employers, in a bid to save money on premium, may prefer to opt for instance plan that pay towards only the bare minimum facilities. To discuss the issue with us, we have Mrin Agarwal, who is a financial educator and founder of FinSafe. Hi, I am Anamika with you and welcome to Financial Vaccination, a podcast that guides you through various steps to a financial secure future. Before beginning with today's podcast, let me tell you something about our guest, Mrin Agarwal. Mrin Agarwal is a financial educator, licensed advisor with an experience of more than 20 years in wealth management industry. She founded FinSafe, a financial education organization focused on equipping Indian with strategies to handle their money based on goals, growth and safety. She also co-founded Vumantra, a financial awareness program for women and working professionals to empower them to be truly financially independent. She has managed a multi-family office for UHNIs and has an extensive experience in investment advisory and banking services. Moving forward, she has won the CNBC Grand Jury Prize for work done towards financial education and inclusion in the UTI's CNBC Financial Advisor Award 2015 and 2017. Along with this, she has been a judge on the Zee Business Show, Hunt for India's Smart Investor 2015 and Sensex Ka Sultan. Mrin has also been the treasurer of FICCI, FLO Bangalore chapter, and she is a Shiroz mentor. Today, we are going to discuss why a group health insurance plan may not be enough due to limited coverage. After all, what use is of your health insurance policy that does not promise enough sum assured to cover grievous illness? Besides, there is a strong possibility that the group insurance plan sponsored by the employer does not cover many illness that would otherwise be covered under an individual plan or family floater policy that you may opt for. Apart from many people have shared their experiences regarding how they had found it difficult to convince employer group policy insurance to honor commitments regarding payment towards treatment. This program is brought to you by Manipal Cigna Health Insurance. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you, Anamika.
So today on this episode of Financial Vaccination, we are going to discuss on the topic group health insurance versus individual health insurance and why employer health insurance might not be enough. So ma'am, I still remember when I first started working and my company made me fill up all these forms in which one was for group health insurance. Like most first-time jobbers, I did not know much about this policy and I'm not sure if I still do. So can you explain what group health insurance is all about?
Sure. So group health insurance is a cover that is provided by the employer and essentially it's provided at a very, very nominal premium. So the way it works is as follows, that for all the employees, the employer actually takes one big cover with an insurance company and they have a limit based on the employee's grade. Typical group health insurance covers in India range between 2 lakhs and 5 lakhs. And this coverage is there as long as you are part of the organization. So of course, if you leave the organization, then you will also not have the cover. Now, this cover typically covers the individual, that's the employee, their family members, which is spouse and children. And also the cover may or may not include parents. It really depends on what is the sort of cover that the organization has taken. So, you know, the whole thing is that group health cover may not actually be sufficient because today 2 to 5 lakhs is a very low cover to really take care of any large illness.
Sure, absolutely, ma'am. So you want to say that apart from taking group health insurance, it is very important for us to also take individual health insurance, because you don't know that when that group health insurance would expire or will be taken back from you once you leave the organization.
Yes, I think that's really important. And also one more point to remember is that this health insurance cover is towards hospitalization expenses and subsequent treatment as well.
Okay, ma'am. So how is group health insurance different from individual health insurance?
An individual health insurance is a contract with the policyholder. Whereas in case of the group health insurance, it is with the organization, right? Now, with respect to individual health insurance, it's really up to you when you want to take it. You can also cancel it anytime. But you know, in case of group health insurance, the insurance company has the power to cancel the policy, right? The group health insurance that is actually provided is based on the financial strength of the employer. And whereas the individual health cover is given to you based on your personal financial standing and also based on your personal medical history as well. And the individual health cover keeps getting more expensive with age, right? Now, the group health insurance cover is valid only till the last date of employment, whereas that's not the case. In the individual cover, you can take it for 1 year or you can take it for 2 years. And also, in case of group health insurance, the policy may not be customizable. So, you know, there's a standard set of terms and conditions in these policies, or, you know, there's a standard set of benefits. And, you know, so some of the benefits may not be suitable to you. Some of you may need some extra benefits. And hence, it is always advisable to also take individual health cover to suit what are your requirements.
So, ma'am, are you saying that even if I have a group insurance policy from my company, I should consider opting for an individual health insurance plan as well?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and there are 2-3 reasons for it. So the first one really is that tomorrow, if you decide to go off on your own or you decide to start a business and stop working with the employer, then you won't have the cover. And again, as I said, with age, the cover is going to get more expensive. So the earlier that you buy it, the better it is. Secondly, the employer can only cover you up to a specific amount. Now, as we saw, even in the case of COVID, there were people whose hospital bills went to 10 lakhs, 20 lakhs. And again, when you see with large illnesses, for example, like cancer or even kidney failure, for example, the costs are pretty high, right? Again, many times the costs are not limited to hospitalization alone. Like you may need money to pay for pre-diagnostic costs, ambulance charges, hospitalization, you know, post-hospitalization costs. And a lot of these may not be included, including home care costs, right? So a lot of these things may not be included in the group cover. So when you buy an individual cover, many times the pre- and post-hospitalization costs and many other costs could be included. Of course, there are different policies in the market and you will have to evaluate to see what are the inclusions and what are the exclusions in the policy. But the whole point is that you can basically have an individual policy which has more benefits as compared to a group policy.
Okay, ma'am. But there have been instances when even an individual health insurance plan cannot cover all the healthcare expenses. So how can I ensure that that doesn't happen to me?
You know, I think what's really important is to have the right amount of insurance. And I really believe that an individual who's in 30s, a family of four, let's say wife with children, needs to have a cover of anywhere between 15 to 20 lakhs. I think that is what the right amount of cover is. Certainly this 2 to 3 lakhs cover, which is the average health cover in India, is very low. Now, a very cost-effective way of taking a higher cover is through the Super Top-Up plan, which is available quite cheap. Now, with the Super Top-Up, you can increase your coverage amount to a huge amount at a very low cost. And please remember, but it comes with a deductible, which means that whenever there is a claim that is made, then there is an amount that is to be paid by the insured, and the balance will be paid by the insurance company based on their evaluation of the claim.
Oh, that would definitely help. So, ma'am, what are the other benefits of a super top-up health insurance plan?
Well, for one, it covers the coronavirus treatment. Also, see, with a super top-up, you have to pay the deductible only once up to that particular limit. So I'll just give it with an example. Let us say that you have a 20 lakh super top-up plan where you need to pay a 3 lakh deductible. Now, in a super top-up, you can make multiple claims during the policy term, and you have to pay only the total of 3 lakh rupees, right? So let us say that you make a claim of 5 lakh rupees. The first 3 lakhs has to be paid by you, and then the balance will be paid for by the insurance company. Now, let us say you make a claim of 10 lakhs, then there is nothing that needs to be paid by you because you've already paid the deductible. So basically, there's a one time only that you're paying the entire deductible. And also, there is a lot of flexibility for you to decide how much deductible you want to choose based, of course, on the sum assured. So I have seen policies like, for example, a 20 lakh super top-up with, let us say, 1 lakh deductible, 3 lakh deductible, 5 lakh deductible. So you can decide, and essentially, higher the deductible, lower is going to be the premium. Of course, whatever premium you pay towards the super top-up health plan is also going to be covered under Section 80D. So you also get the tax benefits under Section 80D for premiums paid towards super top-up plan. And you can purchase this policy online as well.
Well, that was a lovely insight to have a word with Imran Agarwal on today's podcast of Financial Vaccination, where we were discussing on the topic group health insurance versus individual health insurance. Thank you so much, ma'am, for being with us on the show.
Thank you.
So you heard that health insurance zaruri hai. An adequate health insurance cover gives you much needed peace of mind and keeps you and your family clear of financial burden of life. Your confidence of being covered under a corporate health plan would be limited to the last day of your employment with that company. A part treatment cost associated with illness stemming from advanced age are way more than the normal coverage under a corporate health plan, thus rendering it useless after a period. Those aiming for a better life must ensure to include a health insurance policy in their financial portfolio. Stay protected, stay healthy is the mantra of healthy longevity. After all, health hai toh life hai.